A wood pellet plant that's had a long path to development is nearly operational in the interior. Oklahoma-based Superior Pellet Fuels held an open house at its new 12,000-square-foot facility off the Richardson Highway in North Pole last night. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Wood pellets look like rabbit food, but they're made from ground, dried, and compressed wood that burns at high efficiency in specialized pellet stoves and boilers. The Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation helped shepherd the pellet plant project, and Fedco CEO Jim Dodson told a large crowd on hand for the plant's opening that it's the culmination of efforts aimed at addressing local energy and air quality concerns.
This shows you what a community that has a need and an industry, when they work together, can do to help solve a problem. So this certainly is an exciting project for Fairbanks.
The pellet operation, the first in Alaska, is taking advantage of the state's long heating season, high fuel prices, and abundant wood. General Manager Chad Schumacher says the plant uses a system of grinders, dryers, and presses to make a clean-burning fuel stock.
We get that raw material down to less than 12% moisture before it even goes into a pellet mill, and comes out in less, you know, around 6.5 to 7.5% moisture. That's really the benefit with when you're looking at wood pellets versus other solid fuels for heating your home.
Schumacher says the plant can make enough pellets to heat 6,000 homes. It's unclear how much retailers will mark them up, but he says pellets should be competitive with oil down to about $2.25 a gallon. Schumacher says the plan is to start up at about two-thirds capacity and meet local demand, but there's potential to grow.
There are people that have contacted us from Seward, Seldovia, Kodiak, you know, Galena, a number of different places that this material would be a fantastic heat source.
The consumption of pellets depends on consumers' switch over to pellet-burning stoves and boilers. The appliances are available from several Alaska retailers but have been slow to sell due to unreliable availability of pellets. Robert Carlson of Wholesale Distributors of Alaska displayed a pellet stove at the open house.
The pellet stoves are extremely efficient. As you notice, there is no smoke coming out. And of course, that's what we're promoting, is the clean air. No smoke, and you can actually hold your hand right over the top.
That's because there's so little heat loss up the stack. Carlson says the pellet stoves range in price from about $1,200 to more than $3,500, but can save consumers about 30 to 50% on fuel compared to a conventional wood stove. Inefficient wood stoves are credited with elevating fine particulate pollution that's landed Fairbanks in violation of federal air quality standards. Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins says a switch to pellet stoves can be part of the solution.
The pellet stove that we see that this material feeds is exempt from all of the rules about what you can do because they burn so clean.
Hopkins says residents can take advantage of borough wood stove trade-out subsidies and tax breaks to get a pellet stove. The pellet plant is also an economic development driver. The rare Alaska manufacturer currently employs 13 people, but could ramp up to 20 at full capacity. The plant will rely on sawmill waste and wildfire clearing for wood first, but will also be contracting with loggers. State Inventory Forester Doug Hansen says the year-round operation will substantially increase local cutting.
We're selling about 500 acres a year of timber, and they're looking at needing somewhere between 500 and 1,000 acres.
Hansen says the pellet plant will create consistent demand for a mix of trees, including low-quality species there's currently minimal interest in. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.